In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I think it's largely due to the way that we celebrate our faith, but we tend to view the parts of our Lord's life as discrete events. There's the incarnation over here, then we have the Lord's public ministry over here, then we have his crucifixion, and then we have his resurrection, and so on and so forth. And that is a useful thing, to be able to focus in on parts of our Lord's saving paschal mystery. And it's much easier to think about in depth a small part than to have to think about the whole thing every time. But we need to remember that this does not mean that we get to pick and choose what we believe in. You may remember a few years ago, by few, I mean we're talking in the double digits. There was a common thing for people to say, well, we are an Easter people. We're a resurrection people. We don't need crucifixes anymore because Jesus Christ has risen. And while it is true that he is risen, it would have meant nothing if he had not also been crucified. It's all part of one wondrous, glorious reality of the presence of God and his work of our creation and our salvation. It's all one thing, the great paschal mystery. And this is how Jesus can say in today's gospel, even before his crucifixion and resurrection, even though they were close at hand, he can say, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. God is glorified in Christ and all that he did." All that he does, because remember, the work of our salvation did not stop when our Lord ascended into heaven. It continues down to the present age and will continue until the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. And so God will be glorified ultimately when the Lord comes to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire. It is a continual offering to the Father. Now, that being the case, we should also remember that that glory extends to us, that we too give glory in Christ to the Father. Because every act of Christ in and through his believers adds to the glory of God. So every time we are obedient to the commandments, every time we let God's grace flow through us and into another person's life, it adds to the glory of God. It's very important that we remember that Christ acts in and through us. This is one of the reasons why Jesus, at that Last Supper, gave the new commandment. You know, it's really not that new of a commandment. If you look at the old law, you will find, love your neighbor as yourself. And you'll find many ways that we are called by God in the law of Moses to treat other people as we ourselves would be treated. But Jesus sums it all up, and he makes it quite clear how we are to love. Love one another as I have loved you. It's very important that we remember the last part. Because in our day and age, love has gotten kind of a loosey-goosey feel to it. Because what Jesus is talking about here is not warm fuzzies. It's not something that we fall into or fall out of. But he's talking about the love which is shown to us in the person of Christ by God. Whether it be out of love for us, Christ emptying himself of glory and becoming one like us in all things but sin. Or whether it be the many times that he was deeply moved and he helped people through his signs and miracles. Or the ultimate expression of that love, when he died for you and for me upon the cross. That is the kind of love which we are called to have for one another, where we pour out our lives for one another. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. We need to allow Christ to act in us so that we can love as he loves. And where does this all lead? Well, if you want to know where it all leads, read again our second reading from the book of Revelation. It leads to a new heaven and a new earth. It leads to the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, which is the church in her perfection. The new Jerusalem is present here and now within the Catholic Church here on earth, but she will be fully and gloriously present only when the Lord returns and when all things are brought to perfection in Christ. And what will this look like? Well, we are told there will be no death, no mourning, no wailing or pain, because as the Lord says, "Behold, I make all things new." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.